that we need to get. There's a few nights left. I just want to mention a few things that are relevant to this year especially. This year would be extremely advisable for everybody to have their own lulav and esrog. Because of COVID, everybody should have their own lulav and esrog. Because if you borrow some, not borrow, you're not allowed to borrow a lulav. Because a borrowed lulav is not kosher. The person has to give it to you as a gift on the condition that you're returning. It's called matana menas lahachzir. But this year, especially, like this, people use other people's lulavs, you know, and the lulav and esrog, and they make the bracha with it. So people are thinking, okay, how can I, you know, COVID, how can I, so I should wear gloves. Bench lulav and esrog with a glove. The problem is you can't wear gloves to bench lulav and esrog, because there's not allowed to be any separation between your hand and the lulav. So it's going to be a big problem with those that go on mitzvayim. The only thing people could do is sanitize their hand and make sure it's dry, because if your hands are wet, especially with alcohol, and you touch the lulav or esrog, you're going to ruin them. So what I'm saying, people, especially this year, should go out of their way to make sure they have a kosher lulav and esrog, because you can't, I mean, it's difficult to use other people's lulav and esrog. Okay, that, what? That wasn't an ad. You know, there's a lot of bookstores on Pico that sell good lulav and esrogs. I mean, okay. Oh, okay.
I endorse it.
Thank you.
I second that.
Okay, let's get back to sukkahs. Let's discuss a little bit the dinim of sitting in the sukkah. The pasuk says, "Basukkahs teishu shivus hayamim." You have to sit in the sukkah 7 days. It doesn't mean literally sitting. It actually means you should live in the sukkah for 7 days. Just like you live in your house full-time, ideally you should live in the sukkah full-time. Now, the first night and the second night, meaning this year it's Friday night and Saturday night, you have an obligation to eat a kezayis of bread in the sukkah. You know, you have to make kiddush and eat a kezayis of bread. You can't have cake. It has to be at least 1 ounce of bread in a sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah. And the first two nights, especially the first night, is an obligation when you must eat in the sukkah. The other times of Yom Tov in the rest of the 7 days, technically, if you don't want to eat those things that would obligate you to sit in the sukkah, halachically, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. You can eat everything outside. So therefore, like this, the sukkah should not be treated in a disrespectful way. And as you don't bring garbage cans into the sukkah, you don't bring disgusting pots and pans that are filthy and dirty, and all those things. You have to treat the sukkah with proper respect. In fact, it even says in halacha that a person who's davening alone, if possible, they should daven in the sukkah, unless if they can have more kavana, more intent in the house, so then they should daven in the house. But otherwise, halacha says if you're davening with a minion, it's a different story, because a minion is a minion, that's important. But otherwise, you should try to daven in the sukkah if you're able to. Now, many people have a what it says about sleeping in the sukkah. We spoke already, Chabad doesn't sleep in the sukkah. Okay? Now, women are not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, because it's a mitzvah connected to time. Women, therefore, are not also obligated in the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, because it's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah connected to time. Certain positive mitzvahs connected to time they are obligated in, like eating matzah on Pesach, because over there it says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So the Gemara learns out, whoever is not allowed to eat chametz, which includes women who are obligated in all negative commandments, they have to eat in the sukkah. The same thing by Kiddush, why are women obligated Shabbos and Kiddush? Because by Shabbos it says, Zocher siyem Shabbos, Shomer siyem, Zocher v'shomer. And Shomer means guarding it by not desecrating Shabbos, which women are obligated in because it's a negative commandment. So therefore, the Gemara says, the fact that Zocher v'Shomer were set together, so therefore the Gemara learns, whoever has to keep Shomer has to keep Zocher. So therefore women are obligated in Kiddush. But Marshal Shaifer, interesting, we mentioned also, in biblical terms, women don't have to hear Shaifer. It's also mitzvah connected to time. But Shaifer already, in many hundreds of years ago, it says in Halacha, that women accepted it upon themselves as an obligation, and therefore today women have to hear Shaifer. But not as far as the biblical law. But Sukkah, women don't have to eat in the Sukkah. If they want to, they could. But here's another very interesting argument that we learned, discussed a number of times with other mitzvahs. There's a big machlekes between the Rambam and the Sephardic Poskim and Ashkenazic Poskim. In fact, the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch is the Sephardi versus the Rambam. And that is, are women allowed to make a brach on a mitzvah they're not obligated to do? So for instance, Sukkah. They're not obligated to eat in the Sukkah. So therefore, the question is, if a woman does sit in the Sukkah, is she allowed to make a bracha? So some opinions say, no, how can you make a bracha? The mitzvah, the bracha is, Hashem commanded us to eat in the Sukkah, you're not commanded. And that's what the Rambam holds. And the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch holds, that women cannot make a bracha because they're not obligated. How can they make a bracha? The Taisis, Rashba, all the Ashkenazic Paskin, that's where the Ramah Paskins, and that's the way the Ashkenazic community Paskins, that even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah, if they want, they could sit, do the mitzvah, and they could even make a bracha. No, everybody said they don't have to. I'm saying the question is, if they go into the Sukkah to eat, can they make a Leishan Basukkah or not? So the Sephardic authorities say no, and the Ashkenazic authorities say they could. Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that now. When exactly? Okay, so the first two nights, you have a biblical obligation to eat in the Sukkah. The rest of the time, the halacha is like this. If you have a kibetza, which is 2 ounces of bread or cake, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Or if you have, let's say, macaroni and cheese. So it's again a mezainis. Macaroni is mezainis. It says from the grains. So then, if you're eating 2 ounces of it, you have to go into the Sukkah and make a leisha basukkah. So therefore, technically, a guy can have every day a 5-course meal. You can have fish and salad. You can have chicken soup without the matzah ball, because that's mezainis. Without the matzah ball, you can have prime rib with potatoes, what else? Rice, and ice cream. So you can have a whole meal. Halachically, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. Therefore, if halachically you don't have to sit in the sukkah, you cannot make a bracha leishe basukkah. Because the only time you make a leishe basukkah is if you're eating something that you're obligated to eat in the sukkah. But if you're eating a full meal, and you're not having any bread or cake or anything like that, nothing of the mezainis or amaitzi, so then you have our custom is to sit in the sukkah, but you can't make the bracha.
Wine also, yeah.
Wine, you only make a leisha basukkah. It says, if you kaveya, if you make an established party, like by us, the minig is, not everybody does it, but the Rebbe says, clearly our custom is, that Havdalah, like you make Havdalah in the Sukkah. So because of the mitzvah aspect of it gives it prominence, so we make a Leisha Basukkah when you make a Havdalah, let's say. But Stam, you go into the Sukkah with your dinner, with your prime rib with potatoes and whatever that stuff is, and you take a cup of wine, you know, just for dinner you take a cup, you still don't make a Leisha Basukkah. If you sit down for a wine party, then technically you make a bracha leisha
basukkah.
More than 2 ounces, you have to make a bracha.
Huh? And how much do you have to take?
Also 2 ounces. Yeah. But if somebody eats fruit, I mean, whatever, then halacha. But halacha says that if a person is meticulous not even to drink water outside of a sukkah, he's praiseworthy. So in our circles, in Chabad, generally speaking, we don't eat or drink anything out of the sukkah. And it's brought down that the Rebbe Rashab, when he had to take his medicine, would go out into the sukkah to take his medicine. Obviously, he took with a little water. So he went into the sukkah. We don't eat or drink anything out of the sukkah through Shmini Atzeres. So why don't we sleep in the sukkah? So we just tuska, because sleep, I'll explain it very simply, you'll understand it. Sukkah is makifim debina, and the mitzvah Rebbe said, how can you sleep in makifim debina? Got it? Okay. I promise you, I understand it as much as you do. By us?
Yeah.
No. There was one time, Tavshin Chav Zayin was 1966. I was there then. I mentioned the other day, it poured a flood. New York rain, not California rain. You know, the Rebbe came down, Fabreng took off his coat, told everybody to take off their coat. Fabreng, for a few hours, gave out Keshav Racha. Pouring rain. What?
Did you say if you have 2 ounces of cake, you have to go if you're not having 2 ounces, you cannot say
it. If you're having, let's say, 1 ounce of cake, you don't make Aleisha Basuka. Why? Because you're not obligated halachically that you must eat in the sukkah unless if it's 2 ounces,
but
a kibetza.
Ideally,
yeah, even more you should, I'm saying, even more ideally. But the only time you make a bracha Aleisha Basuka is if you eat something that you're obligated by halacha to eat in the sukkah. It's farting. A lot of different svardim saying, and really, there's a lot of different svardic poskim, and some svardic poskim now rule that women, I think, could make a bracha. I don't know. Whatever, there's different. What? It's called a kibetza, an egg, which is two ounces of bread.
Wow.
Double kezayis. The first night, you have an obligation to eat a kezayis, and you make a bracha even on the kezayis, because that's the mitzvah. Otherwise, the rest of the time, that's it.
The first night?
Huh?
The first night?
Yeah.
The second night also?
First two nights. Okay, now, what happens if you go sukkah hopping? You eat in your sukkah, then you're going to go to have a Fabrengen, social distancing mask Fabrengen in somebody else's sukkah, and you're planning to eat there 2 ounces of cake. So then the din is, you make another leisha basukkah. It's very important to mention the din as follows. What happens if I eat in my own sukkah, I eat breakfast, and I wash, let's say, I have not bacon and eggs, but fried eggs with bread. So I make a leisha basukkah. 4 hours later, I'm going to come back to eat lunch in the sukkah. Again, I'm going to have a sandwich. And then 4 hours after that, I'm going to have a dinner with, again, washing for bread. So the din is, if it's more than 2 hours, no, like this. If you ate in the sukkah, let's say, I'll give you a simple example. You ate in the sukkah, you made a leisha basukkah. Then you leave the sukkah, your mind, you're not coming back. And all of a sudden, a friend comes, oh, let's go for bringing the sukkah. So now you're going back to your own sukkah, and you're going to have enough cake, you have to make another leisha basukkah. Why? Because when you left, you didn't intend to go back. So now, that like cut off the first bracha. Now you go again, you need to make a new bracha. But what happens if I know in an hour from now I'm coming back to my own sukkah? So then, when I left, I know I'm coming back. Then you don't have to make a new bracha. But if it's more than 2 hours, then I need to make, let's say, like it said, breakfast you're eating at 8, and lunch you can eat at 12, and dinner at 6, and every time you're eating it, so then you would have to make a new bracha, even though you knew that you were going to be coming back.
Is it 72 minutes or more?
No, not 72, 2 hours. Yeah. What?
You make a difference if you bench there and it's less than 2 hours?
No, well, if you didn't bench and you're going back to bench?
No, if you bench within 72 hours, you go back, 2 hours, you go back and you want to be again.
2 hours after benching?
And you knew whenever you were. Okay, so that time is zero, you wash, you had in mind you're going to come back, you bench that 1 hour, and then you wash again, you make another relationship.
How much later do you wash?
An hour.
No, then you don't make an relation with sukkah. It has to be 2 hours from the time you left the sukkah.
What is 2 hours? That's the minimum 2 hours?
There's a whole beautiful explanation from the Rebbe. Sometimes the Alter Rebbe says 1 to 2 hours. Okay, there's a dinner. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. There's one more thing. Sometimes the Alter Rebbe says 1 to 2 hours. Sometimes it says 2 to 3 hours. And by Talis, he says, Shoyis Rabbis, many hours. There's a few things like that. And the Kseis HaShulchan asks Sarchian why the Alter Rebbe says, like, well, why is it this different than that? This is 1 to 2 hours, this is 2 to 3 hours. And there's a whole explanation from the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes, you know, the Rebbe answered the question. And basically, the Rebbe spoke, the concept of eating is an hour officially. But there's a concept in halacha, mayrich besudasei, eating longer. So after the hour, so then it becomes 2 hours. So then it's an hour or two. Tefillin, davening is an hour and a half. So then it's two. Or if you daven longer, so it's three. So it's between 2 and 3. The Rebbe... Yeah, but you still would have to make a new leshe
basukah.
Well, the ideal thing is to bench where you are and then go. Machachin is a mice, my mother, my mind, Kim Shivala, Gal Tato, Panam, Rakashi, my daughter, the Bose, Axel, Vigre, Lam, Termish, and Amadi, Narhov, it's a man, Sitka, Yagdo, Tato, Vyad.